happiness was fading. I found out that you'd been dating some guy with a law degree who's twice your age. I'm sure he's a nice guy, it probably buys you things that I could never ever afford. Earning minimum wage, I spent the night at home, brushed my teeth and slept alone. And I wondered if you thought of me at all anymore. You were probably at a club or drinking wine in his hot tub, or maybe trying to convince yourself that you're not a whore. You think I'd be unhappy, but it doesn't even make me sad that you're probably on your knees sucking some balding guy's dick, and he's old enough to be your dad. The other day at work, I finally got to meet the jerk who's spending most of his free time between your knees. Came in to wash his car looking like a porn star. He called me partner as he handed me his keys. And I didn't really care that I was vacuuming your hair from between the safety belts in the back of his Saab. He just stood there looking dapper as I threw out condom wrappers. He tipped me 50 cents for doing such a great job. You think I'd be unhappy? Doesn't even make me sad that you're probably taking turns on his partners at the firm, and he's old enough to be your dad. You think I'd be unhappy, but it doesn't even make me sad that you're gonna break this poor guy's heart, and he's old enough to be your dad.
I'm really a pretty ardent feminist at heart. It's just, I happen to know a couple of real ball-breaking biatches who've kind of made me into the shriveled husk I am. I don't know how to do that one. That's Misha's. I'm sorry. I can play the rhythm part, but I just won't do. I know. You and I, we hear each other.